No, I don't know why. I kind of lost my voice, but it'll come back. Don't get your hopes up that I have laryngitis and I'm incapable of talking. All right, to the clerk. Let's call roll.
We received notification that Senator Garcia will be absent. Commissioner Bermudez?
Present.
Commissioner Regalado?
Present.
Vice Chairwoman Cohen Higgins? Chairwoman Higgins.
Good morning.
Three members are present, and you have a quorum.
Fantastic. All right. If everybody could just rise for a moment of reflection, please, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. All righty. To the attorneys. Reasonable opportunity to be heard?
Yes, Madam Chair. Now's the appropriate time for non-public hearing items.
Okay. I have not heard from any. I have no cards, correct? I guess all your items are boring, DTPW. Sorry. All right. Reasonable opportunity is open. Seeing no one, reasonable opportunity to be heard is closed. All right. To the attorneys, what is next on the agenda?
Madam Chair, you have a couple additions or changes to your printed agenda. The first is the addition of item 1F1, which is a discussion item regarding conservation agreements and opportunities on rights of way. The second, we've been informed that the department has requested a deferral on item 3C to the September TMPC committee. So with the setting of the agenda, that item will be deferred to the September committee. And those are the changes to your printed agenda. With that, a motion to set the agenda is in order.
It's a motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is set. Do we have anything anyone would like to bifurcate? We have public hearing, right?
Yes.
So we do have that. Well, I'll do that first. Would you read both the public hearing items, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Would you like me to read them all? First is item 1G1, ordinance relating to for hire motor vehicles, amending sections 31-302 and 31-304 of the Code of Miami-Dade County, Florida, providing for exemptions to the ambassador cab chauffeur dress code requirement, adding definitions and making technical changes, providing severability, inclusion in the code, and an effective date. That's 1G1. Item 1G2, ordinance relating to the Rapid Transit System Development Zone, amending sections 33C-2 and 33C-3.3 of the Code of Miami-Dade County, Florida, expanding the Smart Corridor subzone of the Rapid Transit Zone to encompass certain private properties within a quarter mile of the Colmar Metro Rail Station, providing severability, inclusion in the code, and an effective date. That's item 1G2. Item 1G3, ordinance relating to municipal circulators, the People's Transportation Plan, and Charter County Transportation System surtax funds, amending section 31-102 of the Code of Miami-Dade County, Florida, amending section 29-124 of the Code of Miami-Dade County, Florida, by a two-thirds vote of the commission membership, requiring municipalities to provide certain circulator route and on-demand transportation services information for integration into the county's transit tracker application and transit ridership information to the county, revising the requirement of municipal transit ridership data reports, directing the county mayor or county mayor's designee to include in any new contract for county on-demand transportation services or in any amendment to an existing contract a provision requiring that the vendor provide to the county the on-demand transportation services information in a certain format for integration into the county's transit tracker application, providing severability, inclusion, and exclusion from the code and an effective date. That's item 1G3. And item 1G4, resolution authorizing Miami-Dade County Department of Transportation and Public Works to implement major service changes to the bus network on or after November 25th, 2024. That's item 1G4, and those are your public hearing items.
I don't have any cards for these two, but the public hearing is open on all of these items if anyone has a comment. All right, seeing none, public hearing is closed. All right, colleagues on the public hearing items, would you like to bifurcate any or comment on any? All right, then I'll entertain a motion on all of them.
Second.
All right, I think we need to call the roll on this, please.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Chairwoman Higgins?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0.
Okay, the items pass. On the threes, on everything other than the discussion item, which will be very short, does anybody want to bifurcate any of those?
Move them.
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye. Aye. Okay, all of those items are approved. So, colleagues, I put a discussion item on, which is a very short and sweet discussion item, but I wanted to bring this to the attention, Jimmy, to you. The monarch butterfly is on the list to be declared an endangered species sometime next year, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife apparently is starting a very interesting and new way for not just counties, but other organizations that run roads, could be cities, but in our case, a county, to basically do a proactive agreement with U.S. Fish and Wildlife to say we are maintaining our right-of-ways and habitat for monarch butterflies. And these agreements, I've met several other counties that have done this, enable us to get through the NEPA and environmental permitting process more quickly. So if we don't have one of these conservation agreements for right-of-ways, then whenever we apply for NEPA, anything that has to do with a bridge, a transportation system, a road project, whatever we need to do, we would have to do the environmental studies around monarch butterflies. So I know Josielle and Philip have met with me, and we've reviewed a presentation. U.S. Fish and Wildlife has done some webinars, and, you know, I passed this out. But I think it would be good if you all got together in the next couple of weeks, reviewed this process. I don't know, you all, obviously the mayor will make the decision about who's in the driver's seat on coming up with whether this county can do this or whether it can't. But I think they would need help from parks, probably help from RER, and certainly we could look through the DTPW team on things like, mowing, how we're mowing our roads, also traffic circles. And so Josielle has certainly thought about it. But if you all could take a look at this, and then maybe at next September's committee just come back with a little report about, does this even seem feasible? We don't have a lot of time to get this conservation agreement in place. It would have to, we would have to really work on that with U.S. Fish and Wildlife this fall. But they want to proactively approve counties so that we continue to be able to build roads. So it's a very innovative approach. It's the first time they're doing it. They're partnering. They have a team at University of Illinois Chicago. There's a woman whose whole job is to help people like us do it. So if you wouldn't mind putting a small team together.
We'll do that.
Okay, and then we'll just put that on the agenda for the September Transportation Committee. So I don't know if you guys have any questions, but
nope.
Otherwise, all our permits could be delayed. So we should look into it. All right, so that finishes that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, Madam Chair, I was just on item 3A, which I know if we could get that, because it is a transportation item, and is needed, we get it waived to the 7:16 BCC meeting night.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, what are we waiving to apply?
What I would like to do is waive everything that we can possibly waive to next Tuesday's meeting, as long as the notice requirements are met. So I presume the threes, like 3A, B, and D, are pretty straightforward. I'm not sure we can do that with some of the ordinances. So would you all just move anything you can? Is that okay with you guys? So
perfect.
Some of the ordinance will come back in September. Yeah. I don't think we have time for that, but okay. So we'll do that. Anything else for the good of the order?
I made red velvet cake, but the meeting went too fast.
The meeting went too fast. Well, you guys come up here. Don't leave without getting red velvet cake.
Yeah. in celebration.
Well, that's because you didn't talk. The meetings, you need to, in celebration of my birthday, we had a fast meeting. Usually you go on and on and on, and then we have time for cake.
Thank you, Oliver.
Anything else? Did we not move the minutes?
Yeah, point of clarification, if the meeting minutes have been moved, Madam.
Okay, yeah, the minutes of the meeting, yeah. That was in your other, yes, those have been moved and passed.
Yes.
All right. Okay, bring the cake in.
Yay.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too, nothing like cake for breakfast. Attorneys are not moving.
Yeah. The attorneys are.
The rest of us are leaving, but okay, right. So moved, and we are adjourned.